Well, Jim, a 0-0 cup draw of Halifax. You've got it all to do again. What were your thoughts on the game altogether?
Yeah, I'm disappointed, obviously, because it's a home game. You want to win. We've spoke about things. We've worked on things. And at times, you got it right. I thought some of the football was good. End product again. When's a shoot? When's a pass? When's a dribble? That just seems to be a little bit there. If we can just tighten up on that, we're getting some great areas. If we just tighten up on that, obviously, we'll give ourselves a better chance because we were passing today when it was on to shoot. We were shooting when it was on to dribble, and we didn't get that right. But always a threat. You know, I've just seen the results there. Non-league sides, away from home, they're not in the greatest of form, but, you know, they'll come here, backed well with the fans, and they're going to have a go, and that's what they did. A couple of balls into the box, a couple of set plays, you know, felt quite comfortable. Only looked like it was going to be us who scored, but, you know, we're a little bit disappointed first half. I thought it was one of them games where you're waiting for something to happen. I didn't enjoy the game, I've got to be honest. It wasn't one of our better days, you know, performance-wise, but we were doing just about enough to create and do little bits. And then, you know, we've had a go at half-time about them, you know, obviously going through it again, the rewards. But second half, we had that spell where we were camped in their half, we hit the crossbar, we've had a couple of chances. But the visitors on the break, and again, I keep going on about game management. It's absolutely criminal, the one right at the end. You know, and if I'm their manager, I'm bemoaning a bit of bad luck there.
That's the disallowed goal, isn't it?
That's the disallowed goal. But where it comes from, we've got a corner. It's as if everyone goes, oh, well, listen, I'm going to be the one to score. But then it's not channeled right. You've got Tutty putting in the box. You've got seven players steaming into the six-yard box and two fullbacks back. All their defenders have steamed into the box with them, but who's holding the edge of the box? Because if it just drops on the edge of the box, you're going to get a volley in. Now, changes are made within the game, but, you know, you give players responsibility, and we walk through things. We walk through set plays. We did some yesterday. You know, at times, they're working okay. But that's when, you know, when you're looking for a little bit of leadership or composure or, you know, discipline, all the words that we speak about, and that's what we've got to keep chipping away at, because that could have easily there, when they're all hands to the pump in the 90th minute to keep a corner out, if someone just pulls out and goes, well, I'll just stand here, because if it drops here, I can get a shot on it. If it be, if it, you know, goes wide, at least we're not bare at the back. And as it is, Mills, he commits himself, he gets a poor header, and suddenly it's a 3v1 situation in the 90th minute at home, in a game that we didn't deserve to lose, but, you know, we might have done enough to win. We have had opportunities, but suddenly it goes down the other end. Luckily for us, the pass sends their player wide so we can recover, and then when the cross comes back in, you know, I've looked at it there, for me it's level. You know, one of the lads has just said, well, it just looks slightly that way. You know, we've had loads this season where I've said to you, we need that little bit of luck. We got a bit of luck there to get into the half of the second round, but now we've got to do it the hard way. That is a little bit of luck, as I say. On the balance of play, yeah, we've had more opportunities, we've camped in their half more, we've had more possession, we can do better. We were, as individuals, waiting for someone else to maybe do something. Didn't really have a cup mentality, cup atmosphere for me. You know, when I said that to the players, it's not as if, you know, you're just going to rock up and everyone's going to get behind you and you're going to win because you're in the league and they're not, and they're in decent form and they're not. It doesn't work like that. You've got to show a little bit more desire. Little things when the lad Clark kept going off with a head injury, you know, well, suss it out. If I'm on that back line there, I'm going, right, push someone else forward, be a little bit brighter, get the ball, get it back in play as quick as we can. Just go and express yourselves and go and do what you do in the final third and try and make that numerical advantage at that time pay. But it's as if we go, well, down to 10 men, we'll wait and see, and maybe he'll do it. And as I said to him, it's like a cat with a mouse. And you're just playing around with it. You know, there's times there where we should have sunk our teeth in and got the job done, very much like we did with Hartlepool last year. So I'm disappointed. I'm pleased with some aspects of our play. I thought there were some good performances. Obviously, a clean sheet's massive. But otherwise, I thought four or five today were off it. Told them so. A little bit lethargic, a little bit waiting, a little bit ambly, a little bit, you know, we need more spark about us. And as I say, I'm disappointed in that respect. But winning that Monday, even now we're going to have to go away from home and do it the hard way. And obviously the game's now going to come thick and fast, because we've got the Sunderland game, then the cup replay. We've got MK Dons, I think, on a Tuesday. So I think for the next 3 weeks now, it's Saturday, Tuesday. But yeah, when we go away, we've got to show a little bit more about us to get the job done away from home now.